Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
I had a student recently ask me, is everybody meant to be inspired and purposeful and, you know, take command of their lives and wake up? Or are there some people just destined to kind of fit in and just go with the flow and not necessarily be a leader in their life? And, you know, I think that's a relative term. I think that each of us in our most authentic nature wants to expand. You know, I've asked people, and I mean millions of people, how many of you want to make a difference? I've even talked to prisoners in prisons and asked them, how many of you want to make a difference? They all put their hands up. I've spoken to educational institutions. I've spoken to audiences around the world. People want to make a difference. So you make a difference by standing out more so than by fitting in. You make a difference by living purposefully than you do purposeless, in my observation. You know, I think that deep inside, that's the natural tendency to want to live authentically and to have some meaning in life that we do. Now, we make our own meaning out of things, but at the same time, we want a meaningful life. So I think that that's an innate calling that everybody has, but some people don't find the strategies to fulfill it and then kind of allow themselves the illusion that, oh, that's not important to me. I just want to just exist. If I asked anybody on the street, how many of you here on the street would like to make a difference, want to make some sort of contribution to the world? Every hand would go up. But how many of you feel like you're fulfilling that? The hands might go down. If somebody had gave you strategies on helping you enhance that capacity and wake you up, in other words, and allow you to be more enlivened and invigorated towards what you want, inspired and purposeful and productive, would you take it? I think every hand would go up. So I think it's innate within us to want to contribute and do something and make a difference and fulfill what's highest in priorities and meaningful to us. I don't think that's a question. But some people, they don't have they haven't been exposed to strategies, or they have built in constructs in their mind that there would be more drawbacks and benefits if they follow those strategies. And so they basically come up with an idea that that's not for me. It's not for everybody. And that's okay. But please know this. Everybody has a different set of values. And some people are dedicated to family. Some are dedicated to social causes. Some are dedicated to physical health and well-being and fitness. Some are dedicated to spiritual causes. Some mental development, academia. Some are business oriented, some are wealth building oriented. None of them are right or wrong. So deep inside, in one of those areas or more than one of those areas, you have a desire to grow. I believe that. I have not seen that not evident. So what sometimes you're not inspired by, that you are comparing yourself to other people and thinking, well, I should be over there. You may not be inspired by what they're inspired by, but whatever is meaningful to you, you may be inspired by. But you may not be honoring and respecting what you're committed to. I've seen people that are judging themselves because they don't have a business desire. And so they compare themselves to people that they don't have a business. Well, I'm a nobody. But they're very dedicated to their children, which is a business. They're creating a product into the world. They're dedicated to their family, extended family, and their social commitment and their spiritual calling. That's just as valid as somebody dedicated to a business. But sometimes society labels the business thing success and the others maybe not. So beware of comparing yourself to other people and their values. Compare your actions to your own values. And to the degree that you do and you live congruently with what's meaningful to you, you will tend to excel. You'll feel you're making a contribution and a difference, and you will awaken yourself and inspire yourself and be productive and feel purposeful. And you will have meaning in your life. But if you try to compare yourself to other people, put them on a pedestal, minimize yourself, try to inject their values in your life, try to be somebody you're not, be second at being somebody else, you'll end up self-defeating with a kind of a futility. And then you'll start saying, well, maybe I don't have a desire to make a difference. You do, but maybe not in the area that somebody you admire. So don't put people on pedestals or put them in pits. Put them in your heart and live according to what's truly meaningful to you. What does your life really demonstrate? That's why I have people go on my website, drdmartine.com, and do the value determination process to look at what's important to them. It is unique to them, their fingerprint specific objectives, and stick to those. If you fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, your day fulfills. And if you don't, it ends up being entropic. It tends to break down. So give yourself permission to be you. Don't be second at being somebody else. And I believe that you will have a yearning to want to make a greater contribution. And whatever that is, in the area that's important to you. Like I said, you may be dedicated to raising a beautiful family or doing some social cause. You may not even relate to business or wealth or some other area. And yours is just as valid. Every one of those areas are valid and essential in the world. Everybody has to be a leader of something. You have the capacity to be a leader of what's important to you.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.